Let's finish up the Gemara on Chaf Aleph, Haman Aleph to the two dots, then we'll go back and do the Rush. So we're holding by the last Toshma, about seven lines up. Last word in the line. So the Gemara wants to know, in this situation, do we say each one is being matvis in the one prior to them, or each one is being matvis in the original Noider, Toshma. So the final raya, which is going to be conclusive, because it's the Tanya Behedya, it's a fair shabraisa. The braisa says, Hutra harishon, hutra kulon, hutra achron, ho achron mutter, kulon asurit, hutra msoi, hemenu lamata mutter, hemenu lamala asur. So the first one is matter, his netter. Either way, everybody's dependent on that. But if one of the middle players was matir his netter, see, if each one is matir, it's an original one, so that person's hatorah is a personal hatorah. If each one is being matir in the one immediately prior to them, so then any person who's after him will become mutter, which is what the braisa says. Shmamino, achad b'chavri matir shmamino. So that's a conclusive raya. And so the Rush, we're holding by the Rush back on Chaf Amabez, if I call correctly, starting by the Mishnah, starting by the Gemara, starting after the Mishnah, starting by the Gemara. So Shlokas said, Shehusha Topsu Betech the Dibur. No, I'm sorry. We're holding a Chaf Alf Manalf on the Rush. We did all of those Rushes. We're holding. The second the rush before the end of the rush. So do you want the Tana to repeat himself again and again? Is it very possible that, not like you're saying, that he's being matvis in the rishon, but rather each one is being matvis in the one prior to them? So there's no need to say multiple ones, because of Shnayim Ikir Kiddush, the Meida Dafka Achron Kiddush preaches Leil. Lashvina Dechad Bechavri Matvis. Once I mentioned there's an Emsoi. The point is to tell me, if you're matter the last one, only he's mutter. If you're matter the middle one plus the last one are also mutter. That would be the diak. Because chad b'chadri matvis. Niyachocha gemura loy havi dika lememer the loy da katana kiddisali lekamon. The Gemara says you can't prove it. It's not conclusive though, that chad b'chadri matvis. But it would be suggestive of such a possibility. Toshma hutter rishon hutra kulam minokat echad v'loy nokat emsoi alma b'kama matvis. So the Gemara suggests that the fact, the only time you're matter other that the multiple people is with the rishon. But emsoi, you wouldn't say you're matter multiple rishon, multiple people. That's the Gemara suggesting. The Gemara says no. The only time you mutter everybody is the rishon. So that's also not conclusive. Okay. So the Gemara.
It's interesting. The Mishnah didn't. Like, it could have taught us the halacha, the braisa ended up teaching us, but it didn't do so.
Well, now that we know the din of the braisa, we understand the diak of the sefer is the conclusive diak.
Yeah, but it's. But so, it could have written in a way that the diak would have been clearer. It would have been sort of an ironclad diak.
Well, the only way to write that is by making that a diak, by writing the middle, writing the middle case.
Yeah.
Right. So, the Derech HaTana sometimes is Bisamach on the Bryce, or Bisamach on the Torah Shabbat Pat. But now that we know it, it's there in the Mishnah. It's not there in the Mishnah. Just we didn't know how to find it there in the Mishnah. Okay, so Mishnah said the Mishnah said a new case. A person said a rainy nozer, and the other person said pi kipi v'sari kisari is a rainy nozer. So something more. Mishum damer pi kipi v'sari kisari a rainy nozer or havi nozer. So putting a status on a person's mouth or a person's hair is considered a nozer of Raminu. I'll ask you a stira, because there is a brisa which says that yodi or yodai nazira, baragla nazira, loyomer klum, putting the state of naziris on non-essential parts of a person's body does not put a halachic status on the person. So putting the status on a person's hair or his peeve would be the same thing as a yad or a regal. Let's say he says roshi nazira or kvedi nazira, raise a nozer. And the Bryce continues and says that clock Dorish and Shabbat Tuyaboy Hareza Nozer. If a person puts the status of Naziris on an essential part of a person's body, that which the person's life is dependent upon that, so that means he's putting on his whole being. But otherwise, he's not, and it doesn't work. So saying my mouth should be a nozer, even though you need your mouth to eat, we'll figure it out, right? So it's not called Tavrish and Shlom Tzliya, but it's necessary, but it's not called, it's not a life sustaining, life giving organ. So Amar Yehuda, Damar Hachi, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that he said the following: Yas pi kipiv miyayin v'sari kisaro milogos. He's saying specifically that I can't use my mouth to drink wine just like him. So we say that's an act of the Zeris in the context of responding to somebody who's just become a nozer. That's an act of being makam on the Zeris. So he's not saying putting a status of nozer on his mouth. He's saying that my mouth is halachically refrained from drinking wine. That's what the Kabbalah is.
Is there a requirement of Tefillah the Gibor? No, they
totally
Hatch is once you have the Morris Teretz of Rabbi Yehuda. No. In the Havim of the Gemara, I would say yes.
What about in the Tosefta? In other words, the case of, Kvedi.
Yeah, but that's not responding to somebody. There's a person saying Kvedi Nazira, raise a nozer. He's saying a full phrase.
Exactly.
I see the Rosh is here on Chafal Habeis, at least in my Gemara it is. Hagamar Yasa Pi Kipiv Miyayan Misari Kisari Milogos. Umar Masisan Shamar Hak Beferish. So the Rabbi Huda's point is that the person said this explicitly. You could read the Gemara, which the Rosh is saying is incorrect, that you need both. And then he's a Nazir. So the Rosh says that's not what it means. Either one of these would make him a Nazir. Of who did Nami Imamer Raglai Kiraglai Vyodi Kiyodi Militami Lamesim? That also would be a valid Kabbalah Naziris, if he says that explicitly. Now, Vafil Rav Shimon the Omer Achiyazu Mikulam, that he has to make himself Oster on everything. And over here, he's just saying one thing. Zakhtarash, no. Moira Hacha. The Ger Miyodas can easily a perkama gabi miselsil mechalkil. So Rav Shimon's case over there was a person says his intent is I only want to undertake one part of the Naziris, and he specifically does not want to undertake the rest of the Naziris. So Chama say once you said you're a Nazir, you are bound by all of the halachas, even though you explicitly said I only want to have one Isser. Rav Shimon says no, you have to be willing to undertake all of them. Over here we're discussing a language issue of the language you're using for your Kabbalah, but your intent is to be a full-fledged Nazir. You're saying I'm going to become a Nazir, that I'm going to undertake to be a Nazir vis-a-vis wine, and we understand he means and also etc. etc. But that's a yad. But that works also yad. Okay. Inami, a second shot is at the rush. That the first shot we're saying that the person said this explicitly. Yasapi kapiv miyain. So he said the whole phrase. Gimish shomer shomer chaver harini nazar v'amr iu pi kapiv have kiilu amr pi kapiv miyain. So the difference in the case of the sefta and over here is the person is responding to a kabbalah of naziris. And since P Kipiv could mean vis-a-vis Yayin, so we understand that's what he meant, not that he's going to under just what he wants to take the Kedusha's Nazar and put it only on one part of his body. He means I'm going to now act like that other person. But that's only when it's said in response to a Kabbalah's Naziris, and then I would assume you would need to take the Dibur. So the Tosefta is clearly differentiating between the lashon of kit, when you're being like something else, or you're just undertaking it as an independent statement. Where the Rosh is learning, the passage of the Tosefta is we're not differentiating between full phrases versus partial phrases. The phrase is the same. All he said was pikapiv, and that it works only in conjunction with somebody else being makabel and naziris. Okay. So the Gemara, Hareni Nazira, Meshama Bal the Bomber of Ani, and Yachal Hafer, Ibarlahu. Bal me Ocker, Adilma Megas Guides. Is the act of Hafora that the Baal does to the wife's netter or naziris, is its work similar to that of a chacham that retroactively makes it as if there was never a netter? So the mashal, according to the explanation which we gave in Mesechtas Nedarim, that the logic behind Hafora is the kol neder das Baal hi nederis. So, if that would be the logic, so once the Baal says he doesn't want, that was a flaw in the original netter. You're only making the netter with the understanding that your husband is going to be agreeable to it. Well, now he says he's not agreeable to it, there never was a netter to start with. But Dima Megas guy is that this power that the Torah gave to the Baal, even though Rapinchas said that that's the logic behind it, but the getter way the Torah said it was a power of the husband to come and say, I do not want you to continue this anymore. But whatever Kabbalah was there. And the Raya is, because different than a Chacham, which he uses an approach of saying that there was a flaw in the original Naziris, the husband just says, I don't want. And that's it. Okay, the more so the mind of Kamina. So the obvious of Kamina is if the woman was undertaken Zeris and done the some type of an Aveira, she drank wine, she had time with a Mesa. The way a Chacham is Matar is by using a Pesach. That's a Pesach is a form of a flaw. Had you realized this, would you undertake the Naziris? The answer is no. So that means the Naziris wasn't really well thought out. There's a flaw in the Naziris. So if she did that with a Hasrot, does she get Malkus? Right. A woman who's undertaken the Naziris and she's about to be in Matam Lameis, and we say, don't do that. It's an issue, she's not on mine, I'm doing it anyway. Now the husband comes as Mefer. See, if it's retroactive, so she's not Chai Malkus. If it's Mikan Labo, he just cuts it off from this point onwards. But when she did that Avera, she wasn't Nazir, and she's Chai Malkus. And the Mor says, an afkamina in the context of our sugya. What about the following? An afkamina the Isha Shenodra Ben Nazir. So the second woman was matters in the first woman. And the husband of the first Nazira was made for the Naziris. If the husband is oiker retroactively, so that other woman, the second woman, is also mutter now. We have made this guy is E Ishtaria Khavrata Sira. If the husband is only making his guys become a bob, so when the second woman was Mafis and the first woman was truly a Nazira still. So the second woman's hatfasa is valid. The first woman's hafora makes her not a Nazira from this point onwards. So my, what's the law? Okay, Toshma. Our Mishnah, Haranian is zero, Mishama Baal of Omer Vani. So the husband says, Vani. So the Mishnah, any Yachal Hafer. So Mor says, why is that? So, because there's a pasuk of, Lo yachel demor roi, who enu meichel becher are meichlim loy, that the person cannot do something which will undermine his netter. Only can somebody else can do that for him. Well, over here, the Baal, by the virtue of the fact that he's dependent upon the woman, and by the virtue of the fact that he has the power over the woman, so can he effectively remove his own netter? Morris says, well, if he's a maker ocker, why not? So, well, but the problem is that that's exactly what the Torah said, Lo Yachel Devaro, you cannot be the one who removes your netter. But if the Baal is maker ocker, I understand why the Baal can't be made for her Naziris, because that will be effectively removing his as well, which he's not allowed to do. But if your Baal is maker's guy is... So now, Vishal that the Baal Megas Gai is Lefer the Ishtai Behulitzer. So if El Baal, why can't he, his Aziris will remain intact if he's made for her? So let him do that. Allah Shamin no Baal Maker Ocker. So the Mor right now is assuming that the issue over here is an issue of we can't empower him to destroy his own Naziris. So Mor says, if he'll make his guys, he's not. So Mor says, look, Lo'elam may make his guys. Within her delay for law, theoretically, there's nothing stopping him from being made for his wife. It's not an issue of that it's affecting his Naziris, and he could be made for the wife's Naziris. But Vahano Taimo, The reason why he can't, the Matzi Mefer, Kiman the Omer Lo Avani, Kiman the Omer Kayim Lechi Dami. So it acts as a Hakama. Well, once he's Mekim, he can't be Mefer. But the law is, he Mitchell a Hakamasa, a Baal can be Shoyal on a Hakama. So if he's Mitchell a Hakamasa, and a Konami, Motsi Mefer, be loyal, Motsi Mefer. Okay. Toshma, and this is a more later, Mishal later on. Yeah. Yishu Shanad ben Nazir, Mifrishes Behemta. So she was Mafresh, the Kerbonis, the animals for the Kerbonis. Rachakak Hever Labal, Bala. Im Shalom Ha'isah Behemta. Tate of a Tirbader, you can go back to the flock. It's not a chatas amesa. The loch is a chatas, which the loch is that has that cannot be brought. You cannot switch it into any other korban. The animal has to die. So. She designated an animal to be a chatas, and now it's useless as a chatas because she's not a nazir anymore. So if him shalom ha yisah behema, a chatas tamus. So the a nazir tahara brings a chatas and erlan ashlamin. So the erlan ashlamin can be brought as nadavas, but the chatas has to be tamus. So something more bishodaita baal maker ocker taping lechulin. So if the baal is megas gaias, so she was in Azira at the time when the hafrasha was truly a valid hafrasha. Just practically, it's irrelevant to bring it anymore because you're no longer in Azira. So I get it. So the chatas amazes. But if you tell me that the baal is maker ocker, it comes out that hafrasha was never hafrasha. Because now retroactively she never was a nazira. The afrosh of a non nazira of a korban, the shem naziris, is nothing. So why is the chatas tamus? Put it back into the it's tape of the chula. Allah shomim no baal megas gaias. Okay. Meanwhile, the Mishnah says another point that a case where the animal didn't belong to her. That the husband was only mocked to her the animal to use as he sees fit, but once he's made for, he's saying he never was mocked as a behemoth for that purpose. So she never owned it, she couldn't be mocked for it. Okay, but meanwhile, you see, the Mor says that you have to, you have arrived, the Baal Megas guys. So Mor says no. I could say that really I can go that the Baal is Mikar Akar. So if so, final time up. Where's the Baal? Kivan. Now the Baal here says the Tzricha Kapara. Havas Kechata Shemesa Baleo. You remember the Chata Shemesa Baleo Thomas. And the reason why a person brings the korban chatas, we said before, is because there was an element of being mitzar atzim in a yayin. So therefore, the chatas is appropriate korban to bring. So even though the baal is maker ocher, on the practical level, the person had undertaken, she had undertaken the mitzar atzim in a yayin, and for a period of time, she was doing that. So the chatas is relevant for her actions. So it doesn't automatically become chulin through the akira, because the reality was she was mitzaratim in a yayin. So therefore, it's like a case of a chatas, which the kapara was relevant, but you can't be makarit because it's no longer relevant. For example, chatas shemesa balea, where the aver was true, the kapara was relevant, the afrasha was relevant, and practically it's not no longer relevant to bring it because no longer relevant to bring it. So this is parallel to that case. Therefore, the luck is tumbus.
I understand why. But she can't bring it. If it's, you know, tziatzma min ayayin, she.
Right, but it's only said in context of another bringing the korban. So, on a practical level, you can't bring the korban anymore.
Because you have to be a nazir. You have to be a nazir.
Okay, let's hold it here. We'll see the rush tomorrow.